a gadget," said Jane, somewhat surprised. A gadget was affectionate force jargon for a cadet. "It was all blokes when I first joined the gadgets," Edwards went on. "We lived in a big dormitory and got work experience on division alongside the regulars. It gave me a better understanding of police work than your average ex-civvy probationer who went to Hendon. No offence intended," he added hastily.
"None taken. If I had known what I wanted to do at 16, I'd probably have joined the cadets. Though my mother would likely have had a heart attack."
Jane liked Edwards, but he wasn't the brightest spark. He'd been transferred to various stations and hadn't lasted long on the flying squad. In her estimation, he'd probably remain a DC for the rest of his career. "Tell you what, head back to the station so we can warm up with a hot drink and I'll type up the night duty CID report," she said. Edwards snorted. "That shouldn't take long. We haven't attended a crime scene or nicked anyone all night." Their banter was interrupted by a call over the radio.
"Night duty CID receiving, over."
Jane picked up the radio handset. "Yes, Detective Sergeant Tennyson receiving. Go ahead. Over."
"A fruit and veg man on his way to set up his market stall has found an unconscious woman in Bussy Alley. Couldn't rouse her, so he called 999. There's an ambulance en route,"
the comms officer said. "That's just off Rye Lane." Edwards made a sharp U-turn. "Yes, we're free to attend and en route," Jane confirmed over the radio, switching on the car's two-tone siren. "If she's been out drinking, she's probably collapsed from hypothermia in this bloody weather. Or maybe she's been mugged," suggested Edwards. "Let's just hope she's okay," Jane said. Rye Lane ran between the High Street and Peckham Rye. In its heyday, it had rivalled Oxford Street as a major shopping destination and was known as the Golden Mile. It was still a busy area, with a large department store, co-op and various small shops and market traders selling home-produced and ethnic goods from their stalls. During the 1970s, Peckham had gradually become one of the most deprived areas in Europe, with a notorious reputation for serious and violent crime, especially muggings, which were a daily occurrence. Jane and Edwards arrived at the scene within 2 minutes. A man who looked to be in his mid-50s was standing under the railway bridge at the entrance to Bussy Alley, frantically waving his hands. He was dressed in a dark-coloured, thigh-length sheepskin coat, blue-and-white Millwall football club scarf and a peaked cap. Edwards pulled up beside him and opened the driver's window.
"I thought you might be the ambulance when I heard the siren."
The man crouched down to speak to them.
"Poor thing's just up there. She's lying face down and ain't moved. I put one of me store tarpaulins over her to keep off the sleet and cold. I was hoping she might warm up and come round."
Jane put on her gloves, got the high-powered torch out of the glove box and picked up the portable Storno police radio.
"There's quite a lot of rubbish being dumped on one side of the alley, just up from where she is. Be careful of the rats,"
the market trader said as they got out of the car. Jane grinned at Edwards. He hadn't looked too happy at the word rat. "You get the details," she said. "I'll check on the woman." She turned on the torch, lighting up the dingy alley. The narrow path ran alongside the railway line. In the arches underneath were small lock-ups where the market traders stored their stalls and goods. Jane walked at a brisk pace until about 40 feet along she could see the green and white striped tarpaulin. Crouching down, she lifted it back and shone the torch. The woman beneath was wearing a thigh-length blue PVC mac, with the collar up, covering the back of her neck. Removing her right glove, Jane put her index and middle fingers together and placed them on the side of the woman's neck in the soft hollow just beside the windpipe. There was no pulse and the woman's neck felt cold and clammy. Jane felt uneasy. She stood up and slowly shone her torch along the body, revealing dried blood smears on the back of the blue mac. The woman's knee-length pleated skirt was hitched up to her thighs, revealing suspenders and black stockings. Near the body, the torch beam caught three small shirt buttons. Peering closely at one of them, Jane could see some white sewing thread and a tiny piece of torn shirt still attached. It looked as if the button had been ripped off, possibly in a struggle. A little further up the alleyway, Jane noticed a cheap and worn small handbag. Wearing her leather gloves, she picked it up and opened it carefully.